Everybody that's in the yard work, man, I worked in my yard yesterday. Well, you know, I actually had some help. You know, my son going to, you know, before he goes on back to college. You know, he got like a couple of weeks, so we're just trying to get a lot of stuff done. Man, I went to Lowe's, man, dog, we clowned in that yard yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, I've been growing those elephant ears for about 4 years
now. I love elephant ears.
Oh, man, they get real big. And you know they come back every year. So what I do most of the time when I go out and buy plants, I buy stuff that come back every year.
That's smart.
And so what I was doing with the elephant ears, you know, when they grow back, they multiply. So instead of going and buying new elephant ears and putting them in other parts of the yard, you take the elephant ears that's coming up, because they done already came up probably about 2 feet now. Mm-hmm. And you just take them and you grab them by the root and you pull them out. So they'll have more room to grow or whatever, because you want your leaves to be big, so you don't want to have that many plants in one area. So you pull some of them out and then go and start putting them in other parts of the yard. I bought me a, and they're not expensive at all. They like $13. I went and bought a big a plum tree. I bought a peach tree. I got honeysuckle. I got a little bridge that I built to go over into the little playground.
Nice.
Honeysuckle, and planted them right there. And then I got the little vine with the pink flowers that grow around the mailbox. And these are not mail law violations. I love flowers. I like for my yard to look nice. And I got like a lot of area like off in the woods that's on my property.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all green back there. So if you want to put some color to your yard, go and get you some crepe myrtle trees.
Yes, sir.
The crepe myrtle trees, they bloom all year around.
Now, how long does it take to flip those plums and those peaches?
You know what? If you put them early enough, you might get 3 or 4 peaches that year. But most of the time, in order to get peaches, you have to get blooms on your trees. So if they don't, you know, they're supposed to bloom in the spring. But
did all that yesterday?
Yeah, we did all that yesterday. Plus, sprayed down. I got my grape vines are full. I've been growing grapes for 2 years. I got the purple grapes. And I got the green grapes. And I got blackberry vines running down like the side fence.
And how much stuff did you buy? Like, how much did all that cost?
It cost about, for 2 days, real talk for everything I needed for my yard. And mm-hmm. I bought the turf bill.
You did what? You bought?
You know, the turf bill. Rod, what you call it? The Scott's turf builder?
Go back to you bought.
Yeah, you said it right.
I heard that there was a discrepancy at the register.
Well, that's because. Let me tell y'all what be going on. Thank God my Uncle Bruce was with me yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Man, that got doggone card declined.
Exactly.
Yesterday.
Yeah, let's get to the point. Nobody care about no crepe myrtles. What happened to your debit card?
But let me tell you. No, that's because I had been going and went to Lowe's 2 days in a row. And like real talk, like just for the spring, I spent $300 the other day. And it came up to like $290 something yesterday. And man, I had to step to the side. I got mad the white folks started crying around the register. I said, hey, y'all have to go over there because
what's going on with your debit card?
Because I don't be, it just don't, you know, I'm on a budget. I got a CPA and I'm on a budget. And I just went over my limit. I went over my limit. That's all it was.
You didn't check your balance before you went to the...
Man, don't nobody... Anybody got time for that? I just want to tell everybody, man, to encourage men to get out there in your yard.
Yes, sir.
And go to Lowe's, man. That grass going to be super turf green.
Man, Rick, I'm a tweet a picture of mine, man. I was in the yard for 3 hours over the weekend.
Wow.
Man, getting all the weeds out, getting ready. I'm about to bring my red mulch in because I like that red mulch that bring out all the greenery and plants and brush that's in the garden.
Right?
Yes, sir.
When it rained, that red mulch bleeds.
Not if you get the good kinds. You got to get the real fine kind. Don't get them thick bark blocks. You got to get the real chopped up fine kind.
Well, I've been using that pine straw. And plus, I bought like 7 trays of petunias yesterday. And Rock, get some petunias to put in your yard, man, because they spread. I got petunias. I got marigolds. I bought
like
some hibiscus.
Law violation.
These are not man law violations.
No, it ain't him.
How is that a mail law violation?
What is a mail law violation is your card not going through. How about that? Yeah.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.